question better than anything that we could ever offer, is when you feel negative emotion for whatever reason, mm-hmm. for whatever excuse that you're giving, whatever you're focused upon that is your excuse mm-hmm. for the negative emotion, that negative emotion means you've chosen a, let's call it for sake of your offering here, you've chosen a personality stance far different from that of the source within you. Mm-hmm. So if your inner being will not even join you in one negative thought, mm-hmm. do you think that there could possibly be a plan where you go forth and suffer and struggle? In other words, we want you to realize that the personality that is you, the soul that is you, the source that is you, has been in the process of evolution for a long period of time. And man wants to call that summation of all of that goodness. And you got to hear it that way. It's got to be goodness. Can you see that in the synthesizing of life, you are honing out the good and put it in vibrational escrow? Can you get that? You're sifting for the good, sifting for the good, sifting for the good. And now you're even got your microscopes out and you're looking for good in places you didn't even think good was possible and still finding good. That's how good it's getting. That's how intimately involved you are in this environment. You're looking in places where it doesn't seem possible to find goodness, and you, leading edge creators, are still finding more goodness and putting it over there in that vibrational escrow of who you are. Mm-hmm. Now that's some personality mm-hmm. to become, and that's something that you must be or you'll never feel true joy. And it is from that vantage point that you come back again, and it's from that, and it is to that vantage point that you return when you withdraw your consciousness from this physical experience. When you croak, what you leave behind are your doubts and fears and hatreds and angers mm-hmm. and insecurities and unworthiness, and you allow yourself in one fell swoop to be what life has caused you to become. How delicious is that? And what a legacy, and what a vantage point, and what a bouncing off point mm-hmm. for what comes next. What a bouncing off point.
Well, you said about in the last year, you were talking about people that we all choose our physical bodies from the non-physical in detail. And you were speaking to someone at that time who worked with autistic and Down syndrome, and you said if it was at all possible, they chose an even greater detail. I think you said something like that today, too. That gave me great soothing because of my own physical challenge. And I was I've always had this physical challenge, but I didn't really know it. I realize if I were a child born today, they would have seen a child who was less able, less coordinated, couldn't bike, couldn't skate, couldn't swim, and they would have taken me apart and worked with me. Because that didn't happen when I was a child, in a way, I can look at that and say that that was good. I mean, not to say that I didn't feel a bit apart because I was never chosen for the teams or that kind of thing, but I was never given any kind of label, and I never really felt, I just adapted, you know? I just did my life. And I did pretty darn well until a few years ago when it started to, now according to the doctor, I had a deficit, and the deficit caught up with me. And they gave it a label, but that's not necessary. So I guess my question is, now I'm better than I was a couple of years ago when we actually spoke about my leg weakness. I've been listening to your wonderful rampage that you gave me then over and over, and I've got a lot of improvement. Can I, however, improve beyond that which I was born with?
All right, so here's the question. So first we want to say to you, you said something that we want to clarify, and that is you really are not as precise about your physical bodies and your time and placement of birth as you all would like it to make it out mm-hmm. to be. You have this sensation, you have this personality attitude from your non-physical vantage point that goes something like, just let me at it, I'll figure it out as I go. Because I know the laws and I know I have guidance, and whatever it is will be wonderful, and there's so much to mm-hmm. choose from. It's sort of like walking into a plethora of choices and mm-hmm. believing that from among them you can make a really good life from mm-hmm. it. That really is more the attitude that you have rather than the precision. Okay. So as you come into this